各位弟兄姐妹平安
了。Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
我们今天来看马太福音六章十九节到七章十一节这里。
Today we're gonna look at Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6:19 to chapter 7:11.
现在是这样子，因为那个。我们经文相当长，等一下如果有念经文，我念中文以后，我们英文就不要念了，好不好？
Because of we have pretty long Bible verses, so when we come to the Bible verses, we're gonna just read only the Chinese.
那我们上礼拜我们讲主祷文哦。
So last week we talked about the Lord's Prayer.
那么主祷文的话，我讲到说，我们当以天父的国度为念。
So we talked about we need to have the desire of Father's desire.
所以以天父的心意，还有天父的名被尊崇。
So we want to have the Heavenly Father's desire and His name be glorified.
那么以对，那以这些来做我们祷告祈求的中心
哦。We need to center around our prayer. We center our prayer around these things.
所以。第一个是为神的国度，求神的国度在这里祷告。
So, one thing is about praying for the kingdom of God.
那么第二部分就是为我们自己祷告。
The second part is to pray for ourselves.
因为这个世界有几个很大的力量要把我们从上帝的国度里面拉下来。
Well, there are many different forces in this world that want to drag us down from the position we have in the kingdom of God.
有什么力量啊？
What kind of forces we're talking about?
忧虑
worries,
不能饶恕
unforgiveness,
还有在我们身边的各种的试探
and temptations around us.
那我们把主祷文讲完了
So we finished the Lord's Prayer.
可是主祷文之后耶稣基督还有继续的教导
But Jesus continued to teach after the Lord's Prayer.
也就是说，耶稣基督教导我们门徒怎么样祷告之后还没有完，他后面还有继续的教导。
So after the Lord's Prayer, Jesus continued to teach.
所以我们现在来看一段解经很重要的一个地方哦。
So we not need to talk about the biblical interpretation, some important points about it.
好，我们来看在马太福音第六章第八节。
So it's in Matthew chapter 6.
他说呢，你们不可笑啊，他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已经知道了。那么在第七章第十一节，他说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，更何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好的东西给他的人吗？那么在这里哈，在解经里面有一个叫 inquisio 一个东西哦。
So that's in Matthew 6:8 and 7:11. In the biblical interpretation of Bible, there's a technique. The literature device applies.
就说作者常常会用两句很相似的或者是相同的话，把这样的一段经文把它框起来。
So sometimes the author will use two similar or exactly the same wording.To frame a passage.
那么这个框起来，这个东西在解经里面有一个名词叫做 inclusio.
So the framing of this technical the literature device is called inclusio.
那么这 inclusio 的话，大概就是一个括号的意思哈。
So you can consider this is like a parenthesis.
那么这个括号是怎样？在这两句话的括号里面的话，在讲了这个内容。大概都在讲同一件内容。
So you can consider within this parenthesis, there are verses in this part that they are basically talking about the same thing.
所以我们如果看圣经的话，你这样读，你其实从马太福音六章八节一直到马太福音七章十一节，是在讲是一个 inclusion 在讲同一件事情。
So in between 6:8 and 7:11, those verses are basically talking about the same thing. It's within the same inclusio.
这一段经文整个在讲什么？
So what is this whole passage talking about?
前面在讲主祷文。
So in the beginning there is a Lord's Prayer.
那么后面呢，就是继续在教导。主祷文教导我们怎么祷告，后面继续在教导我们怎么祷告。
So Lord's Prayer teaches us how to pray, and the following verses also tells us how to pray.
读圣经不要人家帮你昏好了，昏到第七章以后你念到第六章，第七章就不读了哦，它连续的哦，到第七章十一节哦，好不好？
So don't be interrupted by the chapters verses that is given by someone else and stop at the chapter 7.
好，那在这里的话，我们先来解决一个问题哦。
So before we go on, we want to solve the problem.
在马太福音六章二十二、二十三节，他这里怎么说呢？他说：“眼睛就是身上的灯，你们的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？”这段经文很奇怪，有没有？
So we are talking about Matthew 6:22-23. It is kind of odd passage here.
因为在这里啊，我们从六章第十九节到二十一节，我们看一下哈。十九节二十一，他说：“不要为自己积攒钱财在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏；也有贼挖窟窿来偷。”只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷，因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在那里。
So, book Matthew, please read yourself. Chapter 6, verse 19 to 21 talks about stored up the treasure in heaven.
好啊，那么第二十四节怎么说？一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个。不是恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们又不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。那么这两段经文里面发现都在讲什么？都在讲财宝。
So chapter 6 verse 24, it talks about serving two masters. If you look at these two places, they are all talking about the treasures.
也就是说，都是在讲钱财哦。
In other words, we're talking about money here.
那为什么中间会突然冒出两节经文在讲眼睛呢？
But then suddenly in between there was a passage talking about the eyes.
想过没有
？Have you thought about?
哦，反正你们就读过去很平安哦。
So you probably feel peaceful after you read all.
前面讲钱财，后面讲钱财，中间突然讲起眼睛来了，反正读过去就算了嘛，非常平安嘛。
So you just glance through it. Between those two, it talks about treasures, and in the middle, it talks about.
我怎么读就读不懂哦。
But I couldn't really understand.
所以就参考很多的参考书，把这里解释，那里解释，哇，这个眼睛嘹亮就是怎么样，什么钱。
So I
studied
many commentary and I couldn't see what they're talking about.
看了半天，我还是不懂。
So after reading through the commentary, I still don't understand it.
那我的希伯来文老师哦，他是希伯来大学的经文鉴别学博士哦。
So my teacher is the Hebrew teacher is a PhD from the University of Hebrew, specialized in textual criticism.
希伯来大学的博士，尤其是经文鉴别学，那个很难拿哦。他念了十年了。
So this PhD is quite difficult. He studied for 10 years to get this PhD.
那么我问他说：“老师，这到底什么意思了？”
So I asked him, "What does this mean? What does this passage mean?"
他跟我说：“他以前读的时候，他也不懂啊。”
He said, "Well." I didn't understand when I first read it.
所以他就问他希伯来大学的同学那些犹太人。
So he said he asked the classmate in the University of Hebrews, those people who are Jews.
那些犹太人一看以后
So those people, his classmate, took a look at the passage.
没问题啊。整段都在讲钱财啊。
He said, well, the whole passage is talking about money.
那时候从马太福音六章十九节到二十四节都在讲钱财，没有问题。
So he said, from 19 through 24, chapter 6, it's all talking about money.
什么叫做眼睛好？
What does it mean to have a good eye？
啊，这个是犹太人的惯用语啦。
It is a common expression among Jews。
那么眼睛好就是非常的慷慨大方哦。
Have a good eye means someone who is generous。
看到人家有需要，马上就给他，马上就帮助他。
Generously when he sees other people's need。
那什么叫眼睛不好？
What does it mean to have a bad eye？
就是很吝啬哦。
Means someone is really stingy。
其实这个在我们的旧约圣经里面已经有了。
So actually, this is also in our Old Testament。
在箴言二十二章第九节这里哦，他说。
So in Proverbs chapter 22 and
9, 他说哦，
verse 9，
眼目慈善的就必蒙福，因他食物分给穷人。
It says that he who is generous will be blessed, for he gives some of his food to the poor.
哇，这个眼睛好，我跟个什么眼睛慈善了？那个豆腐那个字已经出现过了没有？在创世纪第一章里面，我们讲善恶树的时候，那个善那个好那个就是豆腐哦。
So that word,
豆腐爱呢？那个是最好记的希伯来文了，豆腐就是好的哦，好豆腐。
So though it means that something is good.
那眼目慈善，你直接翻译叫做好眼睛呐、啊。
So literally, it means a good eyes.
哇，眼睛好就蒙福哎、欸，哪有哇、哦、这么好的事情哦？
Isn't the saying that if you have good eyes, then you will be blessed?
不是啦，你眼睛好，你很慷慨大方哦，上帝就要大大祝福你啦。
Truly, if you have good eyes, which means if you are generous, then God will bless you.
箴言二十三章第二节说：“不要吃恶眼人的饭哦，也不要贪他的美味哦。”
So in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 6 it says, "Do not eat the bread of a selfish man or desire his delicacies."
什么叫做恶眼人啊
？What does it mean to have a bad
eye？ 哎，就是什么眼睛不好了。
This word means bad eyes。
那个哈，那个字就是不好的意思，坏的意思哦。
So it has a bad in attached to it.
所以哦，眼睛不好的人请你吃饭哦，你要小心的，不要去，你知道吗
？So if someone with bad eyes don't go and want to invite you to a meal, you probably don't want to go there.
那比如说我请你吃饭哦。
For example, if I invite you for dinner,
刘传道，你请我吃饭，我不要去、哦。
And you may say, no, I don't want to go.
为什么你知道吗
？Go to your dinner.
因为哦，你眼睛不好。你近视哈、哦，你近视戴眼镜，你眼睛不好。
So that's why you have bad eyes.
圣经上面有教导哦。眼睛不好的人，请你吃饭，你不要去、哦。
So Bible says, if someone has bad eyes and wants you to have dinner with them, don't go.
哎，韩信，所以我请你吃饭，你不要怕，你知道吗？我虽然戴眼镜，眼睛不好哦，可是我很慷慨的，我很大方的，你知道吗
？So don't be afraid, even though I have a bad eyesight, but I have a kind heart, a generous heart.
所以你如果说哦，刘长道，你眼睛不好，所以我不给你吃，我就不，你要请我吃，我就不敢去哦，你就解错圣经了，是吧
？So if you wrongly interpret the Bible and say, if you have bad eyesight, then I won't.
所以什么是眼睛好？慷慨大方哦。
So good eyesight means that who is one who is generous.
那所以我们继续来看下来哦。
So
那么
we can continue.
所以整个六章十九到二十四节就在教导门徒。
So the whole passage between chapter 9:16 through 24.
你有没有发现你在跟上帝祷告说哇愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上你这样在祷告的时候
So when you pray that may your name be glorified and your kingdom be done
六章十九节到二十四节就在跟我们讲说当你这样祷告的时候你要怎么做
So when you pray earlier like Lord's Prayer then 19 through 24 tells you what you need to do
你既然一边求神的国降临神的名被尊崇 你一直在求这个
So on the one hand you want to you pray for the his name to be glorified
你就不要一边求上帝的国降临一边怎么样
So you should not while saying that you want his name be glorified and
一边挂虑着我银行里面的存款有多少
then consider and keep on thinking about how much money I have in the bank.
我一边求神的国，一边自己赶快把钱换到银行里面去哦。
So,
每天很忧虑哦。
So I don't want to be praying for His glory, but at the same time keep on worrying about money.
我跟你讲，这样很奇怪，你知道吗
？This is a very odd combination.
我举个例子，
give you an example.
譬如说了，譬如说了哈，比如说我有糖尿病。譬如说你不要说，哎，刘川，当你有糖尿病没有了我譬如说了，假设。
Hypothetically, let's say I have this diabetic.
所以我就祷告说，主啊，求你医治我的病，医治我糖尿病。
So I pray to God, saying, "Oh, please heal me."
好，我就每天就这样祷告，你知道吗
？So I keep on praying daily.
可是我又很喜欢吃巧克力。
But at the same time, I love chocolate.
越甜越好。
And the sweeter the better.
所以呢，我看到巧克力，好吃，再吃，好吃，好吃。
So I was grabbing all the chocolates around.
我问你
Let me ask you then.
我嘴巴跟上帝说，主啊，求你医治我的糖尿病。
So I pray with my mouth saying that please heal me.
然后我的行为呢，看到巧克力就赶快吃哦。
My action is to take
我的行为，
everything around me.
我的行为在告诉上帝说什么？主啊，你不要医治我，因为我不想被医治。
So my deed is actually telling God that don't heal me.
你知道吧？你一边在上帝说主啊医治我，你的行为是告诉主说主啊你不要医治我。
So on the one hand we tell God, pray to God saying, please heal me. But on the other hand, our action doesn't match what we pray.
懂了没有？你到底要上帝医治你，还是不要他医治你啊？
So do you understand this? Whether you want God's healing or not.
所以在这里，耶稣就告诉我们：当你祷告神的国降临的时候
，So Jesus tells us here, when you pray for His kingdom come,
你就要把你的钱财存在天国里面。
Then you shall save your treasure, store up your treasure in the kingdom of God.
为什么
？Why?
因为二十一节说什么？因为你的钱财，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Because verse 21 tell us where the treasure is, your heart is also be.
那怎么存
？So how do we store up the treasure in heaven?
二十二节、二十三节讲得很清楚啊，你要慷慨大方啊，你眼睛要好，知道吗
？23 and 24 tell us clearly you need to be generous.
做一个慷慨大方的人，不要吝啬啊。
Be a generous person instead of a stingy one.
看到人家有需要，你就来帮助他。
Help those people who are in need.
而且二十四节再跟我们讲一次你不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门，知道吗
？So verse 24 tells again, you cannot serve two masters, serve the Lord and Mammon at the same time.
所以你在你的心里面，你信靠主，你仰望主，你的行为上面怎么样？就要这样子表现出来，
so、
慷慨大方。
So if you want to commit yourself to God, then you need to live it out in your life too.
你心里面求上帝的国，你的行为上面就要把你的财宝就要积存在上帝的国里面。
So if pray for His kingdom come, then you need to store up your treasure in heaven.
所以这里教得很清楚哦。
So this is very clear teaching here.
你的行为是你祷告的一部分哦。
So your deed is part of your prayer.
那么你继续往下看，你就懂这里马太福音这段整段经文在讲什么了。
So if you continue on with this thought, then you know how the whole passage is about.
那么我们在六章十一节主导文里面，我们说：“主啊，你要记得哦，日用的饮食你每天要给我哦。”
So in verse 11, in Lord's Prayer, verse 11, it says, "Give us the daily our daily bread."
我们上面讲的就是求上帝说：“主啊，你。”那我不要忧虑哦。
So we pray to God, say, "Oh, let me worry for nothing."
啊，你都不会忧虑哦。
Do you really not worry anymore?
大概还不至于啦，你还是会忧虑啦。
You probably will continue to worry.
那么，当你偶尔忧虑的时候，耶稣说什么
？So from time to time, when you worry, what does teach?
你去外面看看，去外面看看天父所造的天地。
So teacher, Jesus said, "Go out and look at the."
你去看看那灰鸟，那灰鸟也不种也不收，上帝都养活它。
Look at the God's creation. All the birds, they don't sow, they don't weave, but
then 你比灰鸟贵重的多。
And you are more, you have more worth than those birds.
所以当你忧虑说，哦，不晓得穿什么，怎么每天都穿这一件哦？你不要忧虑，你知道吗
？So don't worry about what to wear.
耶稣说什么？你去看野地的百合花。
He said, just look at the lilies in the field.
他也不纺织，也不纺线哦。所罗门穿的哦，我讲都不如那朵花。
So, they don't toil nor do they spin, yet. The Solomon, the not even Solomon in all the glory, clothes himself like one of those.
甚至耶稣跟你讲什么？你看
so what does Jesus say?
你看那草地，那个野地的草啊，今天生长，晚上就割下来，丢到火里烧了。
So he said, look at the flowers in the field. They grow for a day, and they will be burned.
上帝
the next day.
上帝都这样子来装饰他，何况是你们呢？
And even though they only live for a day, God has dressed them up prettily. What about you?
忧虑的时候，走到外面看看上帝的世界。
So if you worry, just go out and take a look at the creation of God.
我在台湾，我以前工程师哦，我在台湾我做过隧道，做过桥梁，我做过水坝。
So when I was in Taiwan, I'm a civil engineer. I built water dam or tunnels or bridges.
那么我对我以前做过的这些工程，我常常心里面有时候有一些就是很想念的时候，我就会开着车去看看我以前做的这些桥梁，做的这些水坝，这些。还有这些隧道。
So I have an affection to the things I have done before those tunnels, those water dams.
就是我对他们有一种感情，你知道吗
？Because I have a feeling.
那是我花了很多的时间，我很细心的去看着它这样子盖起来。
So I have pay attention and spend time to see how it was built.
各位弟兄姐妹，你是上帝所创造最美好的。
And brothers and sisters, you are the ones that the best built by the God.
上帝会不会把我们造了以后就不理我们？
Do you think he will abandon us after he created us?
像我这种不好的人，都怀念我以前造的东西。上帝这样子的我们伟大、我们慈爱怜悯的上帝，他对他所创造的最好的就是我们人，他会不看顾吗
？Even a bad person like me will care about things that I've created myself. What do you think of the perfect God who created us? Do you think he will
不要挂虑好不好
help us?So don't worry.
所以主耶稣告诉我们最重要的是什么？在第三十三节，你要先求他的国跟他的义。
So in chapter 13, it tells us, Jesus tells us the most important thing is to ask for his righteousness.
所以至于吃什么喝什么，那个不重要，上帝一定会供给。
So God will provide.
你会不会觉得很奇怪啊？
Do you think that's kind of
我现在在想的是吃什么喝什么，结果上帝就耶稣说你去求神的国跟神的义。
We are thinking about what to eat, what to dress, but then God tells us to seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
那跟我吃什么穿什么有什么关系
？How is that related to what we are about to eat and drink, eat and wear?
我问你哦，当一个人专心的求上帝的国跟上帝的求上帝的国度的时候。
So let me ask you, if someone who have his full heart in seeking God's righteousness and God's kingdom,
当一个人完全服从在上帝的权柄里面的时候
，if he is completely obedient to God's authority,
当一个人一直在参与怎么样把上帝的国度把它推广的时候
，so if someone who is totally committed in expanding his kingdom.
当你专心做这些事情的时候，你会不会缺乏什么
？Do you think you will be in want when you have committed all your life to do it？
我依我自己哦，到目前为止哦，我工作辞掉到现在已经快五年了。
So with my own experience, I have quit my job years ago.
我就专心的求上帝的国跟上帝的义啊。
So I have seeking his righteousness and his kingdom.
你说刘传道，你吃的瘦巴巴的，你是不是缺少什么？我跟你讲，我一样都不缺啦。
So people may ask, you look skinny. Are you lack of something? No, actually, I'm not lacking.
当你真正求上帝的国跟上帝的义的时候，你
when you seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
当你真正的照上帝的话讲，你把一切你积存一切的财宝在天上的时候
，So if you store up all your treasures in heaven,
我跟你说你不会缺少。
I can tell you, you will be not be lacking.
而且更奇妙的是哦
，And what's more interesting is,
耶稣说什么？在那个地方哦，没有虫子来咬，没有贼来偷。
So Jesus said, there's no thief to steal, and there's no moth to rot.
所以怎么样？稳定可靠，你知道吗
？So it is secure and reliable.
我们的神是创造天地万物的主。
And God is the one who created our world.
我跟各位讲，当你把你的财宝存在上帝那的时候，利息很高。
So I can tell you that the interest is high when you store up your treasure in heaven.
不要忧虑。
Do not worry.
当你这样子求不要忧虑的时候，你的心就摆在上帝的国度里面。
When you pray this way, your heart will be in God.
你的行为，你的行为就是要把你现在的所的这些财宝存到上帝的国度里。
So all your deed needs to basically transfer the wealth you have to the heavenly kingdom.
上帝一定在你世界上你所需要，他一定供应你。
So God will provide you your earthly, your daily bread.
所以当我们到了主导文。在第十二节说求主怎么样免我们债如同我们免了人的债的时候
So when we come to the Lord's Prayer verse 12 it says forgive us our debts as we have forgiven
就是在求上帝说哎，主啊让我能够原谅人能够来饶恕别人
That is to say that Lord let us have the ability to forgive others
耶稣就说什么
So what does Jesus say?
你要常常回过头来反省你自己
So he said you need to reflect upon yourself
你要常常看到自己内心 的不足，你不要老是看你弟兄眼中的刺哦。
So don't look at other people's aspects in other people's eyes, but to think about yourself.
看大家哦，好像睡着的样子。讲个小故事。
So let me tell you a little story.
有一次我在家里，在晚上我在家里念书，念很快乐。
So I was one night I was studying happily at in my house.
哎，不知道怎么样，我那个房间的灯就突然就暗掉了。
And suddenly the lights went off.
哇，怎么会这样子？暗摸摸的，你知道吗
？So it was dark inside.
结果突然发现了，哎呦，吼吼吼吼！原来我这么多邻居哦，外面怎么亮晃晃的？这里也亮灯，那个灯也亮，那里也亮，那里也亮哦。
But then I noticed my neighbors, there's a lot of lights around me.
啊，怎么我里面灯很亮的时候，我都不知道我外面有这么多灯哦。
So when my house has my own lights, I have not noticed that.
我跟各位讲啊，当你里面的灯暗了以后，你看外面就看得特别清楚。
So when your light is dark inside, then you see the lights outside clearly.
所以如果有一天哦，你看这个弟兄也不好，这个姐妹也不好，这个不好，那个不好的时候，小心哦，你的灯可能暗了哦。
So if you have noticed all other people's problem, then you have to be careful. Maybe the lights in your heart is dark.
所以耶稣告诉我们什么
？So what does Jesus tell us?
当你这样求的时候，你求主让我能够来原谅别人的时候
，So when we pray to God that allow us to forgive other people,
你的行为就常常回过头来反省你自己。
So if you then you know how to reflect upon yourself.
你先去掉你眼中的梁木，再去管别人眼中的刺。
So get rid of the logs in your eyes before you pick on other people's moths.
怎么样？听到这里面觉得这个上帝的话太伟大了。
Don't you feel this is a great teaching from God?
我跟你讲哦，还有。
And there are more about this.
你看，当我们在第六章第十三节，我们求上帝怎么样？不要让我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶的时候。
So the Lord's Prayer continues to teach us, leave us not into temptation.
主耶稣怎么教导我们
？So what does Jesus tell us then?
在第七章第六节，他教导我们说：“你不要把圣物给狗吃哦。”
So you can take a look at chapter 7 verse 6.
抱歉了，这一讲越讲越兴奋，就忘了按投影片了。你要告诉我一下，知道吗
？So I've been slow in switching the slides.
那么这句话什么意思啊
？So what does this mean?
你在跟上帝求说不要叫我遇见试探，结果上帝教我们什么？不要把圣物给狗吃，也不要把你们的珍珠丢给猪，恐怕它践踏的珍珠反过来咬你们。
So on the one hand, Lord's Prayer teaches us to forgive us and lead us not into temptation. But then here it tells us, do not give what is holy to dogs.
这里哦，你看哦，那个猪会怎么样？猪会践踏珍珠，你知道，狗会咬人，是吧
？And you can see that the dog can bite and the pigs can will trample on the pearls.
那这里我们看一下，在腓立比书三章二节，在讲到狗的时候
，So in Philippians chapter 3, it also talks about dogs.
在腓立比书，三章二节告诉我们，你应该提防什么犬类跟这些作恶的。
So chapter 3 verse 2, it talks about be aware of those evil workers.
那么在启示录二十二章十五节说什么？城外有那些犬类哦，它是行邪术的、淫乱的、杀人的、拜偶像的，并一切喜欢说谎话。编造虚谎的，所以这些东西就要跟我们描述什么？犬都是把犬描绘成很凶恶、非常可恶的人。
So in chapter Revelation chapter 22, it also talk about dogs. All these are talking about dogs as an evil person.
那什么叫做珍珠？什么叫圣物？
But what about the holy ones or the pearls? What do they represent?
很宝贵的东西哦。
Those things that are precious.
当你在祷告上帝说：“主啊，不要让我遇见试探”的时候，耶稣跟你讲什么？你的行为上，你就不要把你最宝贵的东西随便给人了。
So it says, "Lead us not into temptation." Jesus telling us, "Do not give away the most precious things to those bad people."
在创世纪三十九章。当约瑟到了波提华家的时候，我们把它念一下。
Okay, so in Genesis chapter 39, when Joseph is working for Potiphar,
波提华他信任耶稣到一个什么样的程度？在三十九章第六节，他这里说，波提华将一切所有的都交给约瑟。
So Potiphar trust Joseph to such a point.It says he left everything he owns in Joseph's house.
他怎样？除了自己所吃的哦，他什么都不知道。
And he did not concern himself with anything except the food which he ate.
那么就在这个时候
，And at the same time,
当约瑟的女主人要勾引他与他行淫的时候
，So when Potiphar's wife wanted to seduce him.
约瑟讲了一句很伟大的一句话。
Joseph says something very important and with great importance.
我怎能行这大恶得罪神呢？
He said that how can I do this great weakness and sin against God?
我怎能行这大恶得罪神呢？
How can I do this great weakness and sin against God?
我不能为了一时的情欲。
I cannot just for the lust.
我不能为了一时要讨好我的女主人哦。
I cannot just want to please the wife.
我不能为了我短暂的前途就出卖了自己。
We cannot betray myself for my future.
把我一生最宝贵的，就是一生持守在神的圣洁里面，给出卖了。
And then to give away what most important in my life, that is the holiness before God.
所以约瑟讲什么？我如果这样的话，我不止得罪了你，就是女主人。
So Joseph is saying that doing this, not only I offended you,
我不止得罪了我的主人波提华。
Not only I offended my master Potiphar,
我更得罪了我的主。
But I more than that, I am sin against
God. 约瑟说我不这样做。
He said I cannot do this.
当你遇见试探的时候。
So when you are facing, when you are facing the,
你愿不愿意像约瑟一样来思考
？Would you be willing to think the same way?
这个试探，这个试探是不是值得你拿你最宝贵的去换
？Think about whether the temptation is this temptation worth worthy of your the best the most.
当你在试探面前的时候，我请你回过头来想约瑟的这句话。
So when you are facing the temptation,
这个试探值不值得你拿你最宝贵的，就是在神的面前保持圣洁，值不值得你拿这个来跟你这个试探换？
I plead to you to think about what Joseph's way of thinking. Whether this
所以这里很清楚，我们的主耶稣他不只教导我们怎么祷告，他也教导我们在祷告的里面，我们怎么样，我们的行为就跟着我们的祷告，怎么样把我们的行为跟祷告一起来把它给活出来哦。
So I think this is clear by this time that prayer is not is talking about how our deeds should complement of what we pray.
我这里就把它做一张表啊，你们有兴趣的把它抄一抄。
So、create a table here.
前面是耶稣教导我们主导文怎么样来祷告。
So left hand side is the Lord's prayer.
后面就跟我们讲说，你这样祷告，你的行为要怎么做。
And the right hand side talks about how our deeds need to match.
当你在求上帝说，愿人都尊你的名为圣，你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上的时候，耶稣跟我们讲什么？
So when you pray that your kingdom your king your name be glorified your kingdom come then what does we need what do we need to do?
耶稣在19:21节跟我们讲，当你这样求的时候，你就要把你的财宝积存在天上。
He said that you need to store up your treasure in heaven.
当你这样求的时候，你对人就要慷慨大方。
When you pray, you need to be generous to others too.
当你这样求的时候，你就要专心的信靠神，你不能侍奉两个主。
When you pray, His will be done. You need to serve no two masters.
当我们在主祷里，我们祷告说：“主啊，给我们日用的饮食的时候。
”So when we in the Lord's prayer, when we pray for His our daily bread.
在马太福音25:34就跟我们讲，你不要忧虑吃什么，你要定睛求神的国度。
So in verse 25-34, it talks about we shall not worry about what we eat and what we wear.
当你在祷告说，主啊，求你赦免我们。
So when we pray that forgive us,
就像我们赦免别人的时候，当你这样祷告的时候，耶稣怎么说？
As we also have forgiven our debtors, what did Jesus say?
在第七章就跟你讲，你不要去论断，你要常常来反省你自己哦。
So in chapter 7, then Jesus tells us not to judge, but
reflect
on ourselves.
当你祷告说主啊，不要叫我遇见试探，救我脱离那恶者的时候。
So when we pray that lead us not into temptation,
耶稣跟我们讲说，你要持守你自己最宝贵的。
So Jesus teaches us to hold on to the most precious things God.
当我们这样子比较过以后，你就可以知道哦。当你这样祷告，你的行为就要跟你的祷告一样哦。
So after we do this comparison, you know that our deeds need to match what we pray.
行为是你祷告的一部分。
So our deed is part of our prayer.
你一定要记得哦。
Please do remember this.
不要一边说主啊，医治我的糖尿病，一边开始很快的吃巧克力哦。
Do not ask God to heal your diabetes. But at the same time, you eat chocolates.
好不好？ So, 如果这样的话，你到底是上帝要听你的祷告，还是不要听你的祷告
？So you are, if you do this, what do you really want?
有力量的祷告，行为是祷告的一部分。
So powerful prayer must include the your deed.
那你说，哇，刘传堂，那哦，这祷告这么好，那主祷应该到这里就要结束了啊。
So if say if the prayer is so good, then the teaching of
怎么后面还 怎么后面还有一段经文呢、啊、
？Time, but then what's the following passage about that?
我告诉你啊，这段经文太伟大了。
So let me tell you, this is a great passage.
后面还有一段什么经文？要祈求，要寻找，要叩门。为什么还有这段经文
？So it tells us to seek and knock and to
我跟各位讲，这我读上帝的话，越读越伟大，你知道吗？耶稣的话实在太伟大了、哦。
So I feel the great the more I read about a Bible, I feel
如果没有这一段经文的话，主耶稣的祷告没有完全。
So,
还差那么一点点、啊、
So if without this passage, Jesus' teaching is still missing something.
这段经文在应许我们什么？
What's the promise of providing here?
神一定会垂听我们的祷告。
God will listen to us.
所以你看七章七节，他说：“你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。”我一直念。
Seven is talking about this. If you seek and you shall find.
那么第八节他说：“因为凡祈求的就必得着，寻找的就必寻见，叩门的就给他开门。”
So that's what also what verse 8 said.
那么这个地方哦，这地方第七节里面所说的，你要寻找，你要叩门，你要祈求，通通是命令句哦。
So all the verbs here, seek, find, and knock, they are all imperative verb.
命令我们门徒要不断的求，不断的找，不断的叩门。
It's telling us to.Continuously to seek, to find, and to knock.
那么在第八节里面
，So in verse 8,
你只要寻求的，你只要祈求的，寻找你叩门的，就怎么样？一定会得着。
So the door will be open for those who seek, find, and knock.
也就是你不断的这样子寻求。祈祷叩门的人，你要找的东西，上帝一定会给你哦。
So for those who continuously to seek, find, and knock,
而且你一定会得着上帝说要给你最美好的东西哦。
God will give you and give you the best.
所以我们看下一个哦，他说哦，继续他说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给你的儿女，何况是你们在天上的父，岂不把更好的东西给求他的人吗？
So chapter, you can look at the verse, chapter 7, verse 11.
最好的东西是什么？
So what is the best things talking about here?
同样的平行经文在路加福音11章13节这里说。
So in the parallel, the Luke chapter 11, verse 13, it says this.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给你的儿女，何况你们的天父岂不更将什么东西给你？圣灵。
So it talks about God who will give you the best things, that is the Holy Spirit.
他，你只要不断的祈求，不断的寻找，不断的叩门，上帝一定要把最好的东西给你，就是圣灵。
So if you continue to seek, find, and knock, God will give you the best thing, that is the Holy Spirit.
我问你呢，既然祷告，既然行为是祷告的一个部，祷告的一部分。
Let me ask you this. Since deed is part of our prayer,
那我这样祷告，我行为就一定做得出来吗？
If I pray this, can will my deeds follow?
我愿意去求神的国，去求神的义，然后呢，我就一点都不忧虑吗？
If I desire God's righteousness, and kingdom, would I be not worried?
我专心的侍奉神，我就不用忧虑，我就不会忧虑我要吃什么穿什么吗？
Will I have no worries if I full-heartedly serve God?
当我一直祷告说我要去原谅别人的时候，你就
continue to pray to forgive others.
我跟你讲，一个基督徒就真的能够不怨恨别人，不去不会生心里面充满的愤怒吗
？Can then we become without anger?
当你在祷告说我要警醒自守，不要落在试探里面的时候。
So, if you pray that if I lead us not into temptation,
那么基督徒就能躲掉所有的试探吗
？Can Christian then avoid all the temptations?
我讲摸着门，中文叫做扪心自问呐、啊，摸着自己的心讲、啊。
So, if you think about it and base that on your conscience,
凭我们自己哦，凭这个血肉之躯做不到了。
We cannot do that with our own strength.
不可能啊
Through our own flesh, it's not possible.
还好，我们的天父他也知道我们做不到。
And our God, our Heavenly Father, knows that we cannot do it on our own.
所以，上帝给我们一个最宝贵的应许。
So He gave us the most precious promise.
赐下圣灵给我们。
That is to give us the Holy Spirit.
但是看好哦，有条件的。
But be careful here. There's a condition for this.
你们要祈求， 你们要寻找，你们祈求就必怎样，就给你们，你寻找就必寻见，你叩门就给你们开门了。
The condition is here to seek and find and knock and the door will be opened.
再说一次啊，祈求、寻找、叩门，全部是命令句啊。
Again, I tell you these verbs, they are imperative.
你要在主里面，你不断恒心的去求。
You need to continuously.
你不停的求。
Persistence.
上帝应许我们什么？
And God.
我们所求的，他一定会成就。
He will fulfill what you pray. Fulfill your prayer.
创造天地万物的主，他已经在我们心里面。
This of
有什么是他做不到的？
The God who creates the heaven and earth, he can do everything.
鉴察人心的主，他的灵在我的里面。
The one who searches our hearts, his spirit also in.
我有什么样的对错，什么试探，什么诱惑，我有哪一个我们能够，我不能够分辨清楚的？
The things we cannot discern about those temptations.
我们知道上帝在我们里面。
But we know God is in us.
我们也知道他在我们里面，他赦免我们一切过犯，我就能够去赦免，所以我也愿意，我也能够去赦免别人。
Because we know He forgives us, so we can also forgive others.
祷告的必然成就，是因为上帝赐下圣灵在我们心里。
The security of the fulfillment of our prayer is because God has given us the Holy Spirit.
我最近看一本书哦，这本书看过没有？《牧羊少年的奇幻之旅》。
So I have read the book that is the.
这本书写的也不怎么样了，没有空你就不要读了。但是里面有一句话写的很好，你知道吗？
You don't need to read it, but there's a one sentence I like very much.
他说哦，当你真心渴望某样东西的时候，整个宇宙都会联合起来帮助你完成。
He said that when you want something, all universe compiles in helping you to achieve it.
我在想哦，哇，这一个毫无根据的一本书哦，这个作者都能写出这么伟大的句子出来哦。
So I think a book like this is totally baseless, but he can write such a grand sentence.
这么伟大的一个句子有什么根据？没有啦。人家都写得出来啊。
So this sentence actually is baseless.
OK 啊，他都写出这样的句子，何况是我们呢？
So even he can write such a sentence, shouldn't we also?
我们有的是这一本。
Be able to do it.
这一本圣经是使徒、是先知几千年来慢慢这样子累积写下来的。
Since we have this Bible, who accumulated the prophets and the disciples,
有先知的话语，有使徒的见证了。
We have the testimony from the prophets.
这里面所讲的、所应许的每一句话才是真实的。
Everything in here, they are true.
所以，耶稣怎么样教我们祷告
？So how did Jesus teach us to pray?
开始于巴泰尔，开始于父啊。
It start withThe Father,
结束在圣灵
and finish in the Holy Spirit.
所以，真的，你确定了你的祷告的对象
？So you first need to identify the
是那位创造天地、创造天地万物、慈悲怜悯的上帝
That is the merciful and almighty God who created the world.
你确定对象有，然后呢？耶稣就叫你说你要怎么祷告，主导你就叫你怎么祷告。
And then, Jesus step by step teach you how to pray.
那之后呢？就教你说你祷告的时候，你的行为跟你的祷告要一致哦。
And then he continued to say that your deeds need to match what you pray.
那么最后结束在哪里？ And、你只要恒心的求，恒心的求，上帝一定要把最好的东西给你，就是圣灵。
And it finished at the place where it tells you that you need to.Pray with persistence, and God shall give you the best thing that is the Holy Spirit.
你们愿不愿意过一个充满能力的生活
？Do you like to live a life with strength or power?
从祷告开始。
Start with prayer.
知道你在向谁祷告。
Know who you are praying to.
知道你要怎么样祷告。
Know how to pray.
把你的整个的生命。 照着你的祷告的去做。
And conduct your life according to what you pray.
在圣灵里面，上帝赐给我们能力，保守我们。
And God will give you strength, through the Holy Spirit He, gives us.
我们最后，我们还是用主祷文，我们来祷告一次，好不好？
So finally, let's use the Lord's Prayer to complete our sermon.
我们在天上的父，
愿
人
都
尊
你
的
名
为
圣，
愿
你
的
国
降
临，
愿
你
的
旨
意行在
地
上，如
同行
在天上。
我
们日用
的
饮
食，
今
日
赐
给
我
们，
免
我
们
的债，如
同我
们
免了人
的
债，不叫我们
遇
见
试探，
救我们
脱
离凶
恶。
因为
国
度、权
柄、
荣
耀，
全
是
你
的，
直
到
永
远。阿
门。愿上帝赐福你们。
May God bless you.